Star as Gene Shepard.
Thank you, Guy. What a scene. Thank you, Guy. Here we are in Times Square. What a place to be on New Year's Eve. It seems like there are a million people here all waiting for that big ball back of me to go down in about 25 minutes, and it will be 1973. Come on, let's hear it, Jane. Oh. Oh, listen to that crowd roar. I can't think of anything I'd rather be doing tonight than wearing a paper hat and blowing a horn right here in the middle of Times Square when 1972 is leaving us and 1973 is coming in. The people have come down from all over the country to be here. This is one of the great folk rites in America. There's nothing my old man loved better than to wear a paper hat and blow a horn. And this is the one night of the year that you can do it and not have somebody pick you up. You know, they've been doing this here in Times Square since 1903. Every year, people have been celebrating the New Year's. They celebrated the armistice in November 11th, 1918, when World War I ended, VE Day, VJ Day. And only 2 years during World War II, when they had a blackout here, those are only 2 years we missed. And now we're here tonight as 1972 is about ready to leave us in this Gomorrah of America, Times Square. These signs are beaming down. It's a fence. And here I'd like to show you what it was like just a few hours before we went on the air. This is Times Square in its normal configuration on this warm night in 1972, which is just about leaving us. This is the way it looked just a couple of hours ago. The cars were driving around. You could see the signs, people shopping. And then suddenly, slowly, they began to sift into Times Square. And now, here's the way it looks right now. Here we are live in the middle of Times Square. And this is the way it looks now. Let's hear it, gang. Oh, listen to them cheer. This is one of the big folk rites of America. By the way, it's a very warm night here in New York. It's about 60 degrees. And that big ball is about ready to go down in about 25 minutes. There's a slight rain falling, and the crowd is in a fantastic holiday mood. I talked to a policeman here, and he says in 10 years, he's never seen a crowd out here happier than this one tonight. Take a look at that ball. It's going to go down in about 25 minutes, and we'll be back to watch that ball go down. So take it away, Guy Lombardo and the Waldorf Astoria.
Times Square and see what's doing over there. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Thank you, Guy Lombardo. Let's hear it, gang. Well, we're back here in Times Square. 25th and Broadway. In just about 3 or 4 minutes, that big ball is going to drop, and it's going to be 1973. This crowd has been growing by the minute, and now it seems like it's about the biggest crowd I've ever seen here in Times Square. It's fantastic this year. There's a slight rain falling, and if anything, that made the crowd even wilder and happier. Listen to the sound of those horns. This is a big night, of course, in the confetti industry, and I'm sure confetti makers all over the world are watching this fantastic display. Paper horns, paper hats, and in just a few more moments now, that ball on the Allied Chemical Building is going to drop, and it's going to be 1973. And everybody here in Times Square is going to be kissing and hugging. There's going to be more kissing, probably, than you've seen in years right here in Times Square. And they've been doing it every year, with the exception of 2 more years, since 1903. It's about the closest we've got here in America to a true folk festival. There's a big sign down there that says Bucknell Greets 1973. It's like a giant football game. They're holding up signs all over. There's a sign that says Cleveland, California Greets 1973. So wherever you are, take your friend's hand and get ready to give him a great big kiss because you're watching the new year come in here on the East Coast of America. Wherever you are out there, we hope you're enjoying this fantastic show that Times Square puts on every year. These people have come from all over the country to be part of it. You can see that big ball up there in a couple of minutes now. And it's getting down to time now. So get your watches out, clocks out, and I hope you start this year off right. I want all of you to live a better year this year. What a night. It's about 60 degrees here in New York. There's some fireworks going up. Kids are riding up and down with balloons. There's old ladies and old men and young kids and boys. The balloons are flying. There's no There's no generation gap when that big new year. You know, you can't tell whether the people are cheering the old year going out or the new year coming in. And in just a few moments now, a little over about 50 seconds, that ball is going to drop. You have one more minute, friends, in this old year of 1972. I mean, have you dug it? Has it been a good year? You're going to have a better year in 73? Well, who knows? But right now, we're having a big party here. Oh, listen to that crowd. It's a big crowd. Come on, let's hear it, gang! Woo! Listen to them yell. You don't mind if I blow my own horn here, folks, do you? Coast to coast. You have just 30 seconds, plus 15, maybe about 30 seconds left of the old year. The crowd is going mad. You're going to hear a cheer here like you've never heard before. When it's old, yes, sir, it's